Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. That's, believe it or not, a cover of Last Night in the Pips. They did that first pretty well, but I still like Marvin's version of that. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You know, every week we have a different poll question that is on in our newsletter and on our website, and we ask you to participate in that. I hope you will. Hope you can. Those of you who've been doing that, thank you for that. And those of you who haven't, I hope you'll start doing that. I think it just takes a second. 3 seconds. You'll read the question. There's 3 to 5 answers, options, and you click one. And then when you click it, immediately you'll see how the poll is going so far. So you can kind of just check your own position against what everybody else is saying. So last week we asked this question in our poll. With the tax filing dates coming up, we're between the March 15th corporate filing date and the personal April 15th filing date. We said, with the tax filing dates coming up, how will you file? And what we found was that was very interesting. We asked the tax filing question we asked that same question basically for the last 3 years. Even though the response options were a little different each year, what I wanted to do was take an analysis of the 3 years, and compare how the needle moved over the 3 years. So here's how that compared. The perennial filing practices for small businesses seems like they're split 60-40. So 60% of our small business owners file on time. That seems to be the case over the last 3 years. 60% file on time, 40% file extensions. So I want to think that's good news. I think 60-40 is a pretty good number. I think that's if you realize that many small business owners, their businesses are very small, and so there's not that much of an addition to their business to file it with their personal tax, and there's a pretty good chance they're looking at a refund, right? I think that's what motivates people to get their taxes done on time. If they think they're going to get a refund, I think that's what really motivates them. And so 60% said on time by the 15th. But I want to point something out. There are many good and practical reasons for filing an extension without it being an indictment of your business practices. I've been filing extensions for years. Some years, I wasn't ready. Some years, we could have been ready, I just didn't want to work that hard. As I said, full disclosure, we do this. But I don't want you to worry about filing extensions. I know some people are concerned that if you file an extension, that'll put you in some kind of a special category. It'll raise up a red flag to the IRS, blah, blah, blah. None of that's going to happen, folks. I have it on good authority that filing an extension is not seen as a bad thing by the IRS. In fact, if you realize how overworked they are, they probably like it. They probably would appreciate you filing an extension because it extends their workload a little bit. And I bet you anything, they would love to have a 60-40 split with everybody. So filing extension is okay. I've been doing it for years, and for corporate and for personal, we always file on time. We always get it done within the extension period. But I just encourage you not to. I'm not encouraging you to file an extension. In the old days, by the way, you had to go down to the department, down to the IRS office. You had to get a form. You had to fill it out. You had to mail it in and hope that they approved it. Now, I never had them turn me down, But I remember waiting. You had to wait until they approved it. Now it's automatic, folks. If you ask for an extension, it will be granted to you. Now, I'll have to point this out, though. It is not an extension to pay your taxes. If you have taxes due, if you think you're going to owe taxes, you should estimate how much you're going to owe and send that money in with the extension, or at least by the 15th of March or the 15th of April. So if you don't, you'll have a penalty or interest, I should say, on those taxes to whenever you pay it. There was one sad note in our poll this week, though, and it's the first time that I've asked this question. We won't file any returns this year. I haven't done this before. And what we found out was that even though it was a small group, there was a small percentage who said that they would not be filing a tax return this year. When a business is struggling, one of the things that often slips is paying taxes and filing returns. I'm sorry about that, but it just happens. Over the years, folks, let me just say this to those people. Over the years, I've dealt with the IRS on behalf of clients and on behalf of myself. And these were in circumstances that were good and some that were not so much. My experience is that the IRS has always been helpful. If you ever get into a condition, into some kind of a negative condition, don't wait. Talk to the IRS as soon as possible. Tell them what your situation is. Ask them for help. They will help you. But the longer you wait, the longer it will take for you to pay the interest and penalties that you will be accumulating. Our tax code and the system are completely screwed up, but the people you'll meet at the IRS are not.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.